Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, December 3rd, 2020. Wow, our third day already into this new year, this new decade. And I just think it's going to be the best year ever. As you know, we made the big announcement about a month ago, and we're getting closer. In fact, yesterday I received an email from the FCC as they needed a few more pieces of information, but that means they are reviewing the transfer of the 15 stations from the WLUJ family of stations under our leadership and direction. And so we're excited to merge these ministries together, continuing to provide God-honoring broadcasts in the days ahead, ministering to potentially 3 million people. And so we're very excited about that and are waiting on the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to give the final approval. And then I can freely share a lot more and how it all comes together and will work. But we thank God for this opportunity and this privilege to have oversight of all these frequencies that are having an impact on touching lives daily. As you could probably testify to, there's points throughout the day or week that as you tune in, it's as if God's speaking to you, maybe clarifying something you're wondering about, or it could be a point of conviction through a Bible teacher, dividing God's word, sharing some insight that's kind of prickling at your heart, or it might be just the music, the song, or the lyrics that encourages you or renews the fact in your mind and heart that God loves you. Oh, thank you, God, for Christian radio and the impact it can have on so many people's lives. Not just the believers, but the seekers, and maybe some that are hostile to the gospel for various reasons and haven't attended church in years or maybe in their whole life. And God will use these broadcasts to begin planting those seeds of his care and his compassion and his concern and his love for those that are maybe unaware of this amazing grace, this powerful truth that God loves us. Wow. Oh, I'm pretty excited today. Hey, Jason's getting the day off, and so I'm going to share a few songs and some scripture to welcome us into this new year. As you know, millions of Americans commit to New Year's resolutions each year, yet most sadly give up quickly on their newfound personal promises. The goal is generally some form of transformation, whether it be a new quest for physical fitness, healthy eating, hey, I'm in that camp, or a more organized lifestyle. Well, the best way to start a new beginning is to turn to God and turn to His Word. And that's one of the reasons we'll continue with our Memorization Monday verses throughout this whole year. So let me invite you to tune in on Monday as we discuss, share, and memorize together a Bible verse that we trust will be a good one for you. Well, what does the Bible have to say about new beginnings? Well, God's Word is filled with wonderful advice about how to change your life. In fact, the New Testament is a treasure trove when it comes to Bible verses about new beginnings, with Jesus' sacrifice on the cross saving humanity from sin and opening the door for personal change. Ephesians 4:22 through 24 tells us that accepting Christ allows us to push away from our former way of life and to push aside our old self. This includes the negative attitudes and deceitful desires that sometimes creep into our human conscience. Accepting Jesus and embarking on a quest to live like Him helps to transform each of us into a better person. So if you're looking for personal transformation in 2020, look no further than the Bible to see what God's Word has to say. Well, I can think of a song that'll certainly ground us in God's Word, in the Word Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let's hear from Fernando Ortega, his song, Give Me Jesus, as I think this is the best way to start a day and launch into a new year. And my prayer for you is you'll be responsive to the song and ask God to give you more of Jesus today.
In the morning,
That's Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega, one of my all-time favorite songs, and I love the message. Well, as I mentioned, we're talking about verses for a new year, a new beginning, and Jeremiah 29:11 is a great one. It states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This is one of the most powerful Bible verses about new beginnings. The realization that God has a plan for each and every one of us can help us carry into the new year. Focusing on this plan is key to helping us become the people we are meant to be. Listen closely to these lyrics, "All things work together for good," followed by "God will make a way," as we take in how God may prosper us today, granting us hope so that we can be established in His future. All things will work out as you trust in Him.
Perfect plan. I believe in all things. Together for good, to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.
Situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but He hasn't. His word tells us that He has inscribed us on the palm of His hand, and He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
God, I ask You to do it in Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.
It's a nice combination of songs, All Things Work Together for Good, and God Will Make a Way. On this, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, as we've entered into a new year, a new decade, and we want Scripture and Bible reading daily to be a habit or a practice that we do each day. Let me share one more verse and close out with Press On by Selah. As if you're like me, thank you, God, for your Scripture, your love letter to us, this manual for our life and our daily living that instructs and guides us. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Philippians 4:6. Dear one, don't worry today. Press on. Keep your eyes on the mark, on the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. God has a plan and purpose for your life. Keep praying, and things ultimately will work out. And maybe not even in your lifetime, but you have an eternity set before you where God will take care of all things, and He'll take care of you because He loves you. So press on as I close out this Friday edition of Mark and Friends, praying that you were blessed by today's broadcast, knowing that God loves you and He cares. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.